Session 2. Relax to a count of 12. Right, so spend the first moment or two getting the body comfortable. Lie down or sit in a chair with a high back, preferably with the legs supported on a stool. And don't forget that if you need to adjust your position in any way, then do so, and it will only help you to relax even more deeply. Now, the next few moments are for yourself. You are giving this time to yourself, and you're going to put yourself at the top of your list just for these next few moments. And there really is nothing else for you to do or to think about other than yourself and your relaxing. And you will gain today from this session what you need today. So if you need to do any of the stretching exercises because you have physical tension, then do those. Otherwise, just relax from where you are now. So if your legs are tense, then bring the toes towards the face, and then let them go, or just relax from where you are. If you have tension in the abdomen, then as you breathe in, push it outwards, and then let it fall back into a comfortable position as you breathe out. If your shoulders are still tense, then be prepared to bring them down towards your knees, and then just to let them roll back. Position the head so that it is comfortable with no undue strain on the neck, and have the jaw relaxed so that the teeth are apart. And if you feel there's any tension there, then just gently moisten the lips and let them barely touch. And unless you feel you may go to sleep and you do not wish to go to sleep, gently close the eyes and be aware of the warm darkness behind them. Now, in a moment, I'm going to go through the body with a count from 1 to 12, and by the time we reach 12, you will be deeply relaxed. All you have to do is let go. So one is the forehead. Let it become just that little bit broader, little bit smoother, and relax further from where you are now. Two, the eyes. Gently closed, or just have the eyelids lowered so that the eyes are unfocused. Three, the cheeks and jaw. Feel the cheeks becoming soft and smooth, lips barely touching, teeth apart, the face losing its expression, but keep that inward smile. Four is the neck. If the head is supported, then the neck muscles really can relax. So feel those muscles softening, lengthening, let go. Adjust your position if you need to, and rest. Five, the shoulders. Let them roll down a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Six, the right arm, hand, fingers and thumb. Feel the unnecessary tension leaving as the muscles become softer. Have your fingers gently curled, hand resting where it's comfortable. Seven is the left arm, hand, fingers and thumb. Let the muscles soften, and the arm may feel heavy, or indeed it may feel light. You may feel as though it really would be too much effort to raise your hand. Just let go. Eight is the back. Allow it to find its own natural curve. And nine, the chest and abdomen. Just watch. See how they rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. And as you breathe out, tell yourself, let go. And as you breathe out, tell yourself, relax. And 10 is the right leg, foot and toes. Feel those muscles softening just a little bit more. Letting go a little bit more. 11 is the left leg, foot and toes. The muscles don't have to do anything at all. Just feel them soften so that the feet, ankles, knees and hips roll away from one another. And 12. The whole body. The whole body. Now see this as your relaxation, and you can relax today as deeply as you want to. You can, if you wish, relax to that point where your body is hardly a part of you. Trust your body. It will enjoy letting go and it will function perfectly. There will be no undue strain in the whole system. Now we're going to try to get rid of any residual tension that there may still be in your body. You're going to use the power of your mind. So I want you to concentrate on any part of the body where you feel there may still be tension. Perhaps that part of your body which is the first to tighten up when you're under stress. So I want you to think about that tension. And I want you, if you can, to give it a colour. And I want you, if you can, to give it a shape. And having given it a colour and a shape, I want you to allow this tension to leave the body. So in a moment, I shall say the word now. And then you can allow this tension to dissolve, just as the mist does when the sun comes up in the morning. So, now, feel any tension losing its shape, losing its colour. It is dissolving, melting, disappearing. So, as you're going about your daily routine, look at yourself as many times as you can. Just look to see if you are holding unnecessary tension within you, whether you're using unnecessary energy and unnecessary muscles to perform the task that you're doing. So perhaps while you're sitting, you have your jaw tight and your shoulders hunched. Can you relax them? Maybe while you're walking, the shoulders are tensed and the abdomen's drawn in. So, while you're walking, allow the shoulders to relax. Allow the face to become smooth, the abdomen to relax, so that you are using only that amount of energy and that amount of tension that is necessary for you to walk. You are just taking everything in your stride and the rest of your body is relaxing. Similarly, while you are sitting, you are using only those muscles which are necessary for you to sit. And only that amount of energy needed for you to sit. The rest of the body is relaxing. And this will mean that you will save energy. Save energy to enjoy the things that you want to do. And you can use this energy in any way that you want. And indeed, you need energy to go to sleep. If you are too tired, sleep can become difficult. So be prepared to let go of unnecessary tension, and you know deep down what is unnecessary. Promote this good habit of recognizing unnecessary tension and then letting it go. And be prepared to enjoy the benefits of relaxing, of putting yourself first just for a few moments. You deserve this time. You would give this time to someone else if they asked it. So be prepared to give yourself time. You are just as important as the next person, not more important, but no less important. Be prepared to accept that you have your own needs, and be prepared to gain from this session what you need. The benefits of relaxing are many. You do feel physically refreshed, quieter, and calmer. Concentration is aided and it is easy to move into sleep. And that becomes a productive sleep, an efficient sleep. So be aware of how you feel now. You don't have to put your feelings into words. Just enjoy the sensation of doing nothing, of being warm, of letting go. And know that these feelings have happened to you. They are part of your experience, and they're going to go with you for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, and for as long as you need them, because they're yours. And you can use them whenever you want to. When you sit quietly for a moment or two, you can remember how you feel now, and you can benefit from them again and again. And indeed, the more you use these feelings, the stronger they become. And the next time that you relax, you will be able to let go even more easily than you have today. So in a moment, I will count slowly from 1 to 7. By the time I reach 7, you will be alert. But even after you've opened your eyes and become active, you will retain a sense of well-being, of inner quiet, and of strength. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Begin to feed in the outside world. 5, 6, and 7. Very gently start to move. The more deeply you have relaxed, the more time you will need. Move your fingers, your feet. You may want to move your head very gently from side to side. If you've been lying down, you may want to bend the knees, perhaps roll over to one side. But do whatever is right for you, and then when you're ready, in your own way and your own time, you can come up.